some of the laws and the customs regarding the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. The halakha writes יש מדקדקים רואים שהופך תפילתו לשם יתברך ומבקש דבר שהוא שבח לבורא כגון לימוד תורה או חסי שמיים שומעים תפילתו אף על פי שאין בידו מעשים טובים. So the Rav Chaim Palachi brings down that if a person prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that benefits HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol. For example, you pray that you should succeed in your learning Torah, or you're praying for certain things, Hafsei Shamayim, you should have more kavanah and tefillah, or you should be able to do more chesed, things that benefit God, not personal items. So the rule is, even though you're not worthy, and even though you don't have ma'asim tovim, those type of tefillot, they get answered. So therefore, especially during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, one shouldn't forget these type of tefillot as well. There is certain minhagim, certain things that you're not careful all year long, but during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah you should be extra strict. Those that are not careful, for example, on Halav Yisrael all year long, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah they should be careful not to eat Halav Stam. You should only try to eat Halav Yisrael. Or Pat Akum, which means you have the bread of the Goyim, not only the bread of the Goyim, any baked good of the Goyim. This week you should be trying to be extra careful, the Shulchan Aruch writes, to only eat Pat Yisrael. This is an applies to pretzels. This goes by the bigger pretzels. If it's not from a kosher religious brand, so then you have a problem. Or cookies and things like this, even though it's kasher, it has OU on it, but it's baked by Goyim. So therefore, during this time, all mizonot products that you eat, bagels, whatever it is, you should be extra careful that it only comes from Pat Yisrael. Also, a person should be careful always all year long that his food that he eats is Bishul Yisrael, that it was cooked according to the halakha, where the maids are not allowed to cook the food. The maid turns on the oven, or the maid turns on the fire, and she cooks the food is unedible. You cannot eat such food, even though the ingredients are 100% kasher, even though you're standing there in the kitchen. But if she turns it on, it's a problem. So therefore, you have to be careful during this week. At least, if somebody, a Jewish person, turns on the oven, and preferably for the Sephardim, that they should actually be part of the cooking process. Gam mi she'ena mefreshet chalav be'atzma kol hashana, teshtadel b'shavu azeh likach kemach v'lush oisa u'lefrish chala. This is the Ben Ish Chai says. That even though people normally don't, let's say a lady doesn't normally take challah from the dough, this week she should make the amount of dough, whatever is 3.5 pounds, make the proper shi'ud and do the mitzvah of challah. V'av shi'ukhala l'kei mitzvah gam b'fresh challah b'mafiya, adif shi'tafrish b'ta b'shela. Even though she goes to the bakery and asks the baker, do me a favor, let me take challah, she should do it in the house. It's better, it's a bigger beracha. That's the way Hakam Ben Siona B'Shalom said that when she does it from her own challah in her own house, it's better. Tov she'aish yafrish b'yado challah b'asirim teshuvah. Even the husband, if he has a chance this week, the wife makes another batch of dough, he should also take the challah as well with the beracha. Kedei l'osiv zechut azechuyotav kodem yom kibbutz. That's the Ben Ish Chai as well. As man hazeh she'achallah nisrefet. Today, of course, the challah we take and we burn it. We don't give it to the Kohanim. Yechalekou haposkim kama shi'uram. So it's a machloket. What is the shi'ur? V'edat Rabbeinu Ha'ari she'al pi sodan shel devarim gam bezman hazeh she'itemeah mefrishim echad memem chet. So it's 1/48 of the dough. כתב הזמר הנחידה שלא ראה ולא שמע שום חסיד בדורו שהיה נוהג כך. He never saw anybody that was careful to measure 1/48 of the dough for the Isa. בכל מקום כתב רבינו בן איש חי שטוב לפחות פעם אחת בשנה יפריש אחד ממחת כדעת רבינו הארי. Once a year you should try to make the calculation. That's easy. Once you calculate exactly the pounds you have, the 3.5 pounds, whatever it is, so 2% of the basically what it is, and you take it for the halah. Shetov lefachot pam achad peshna yefrish echad memchet. Isn't the benu ari? Shetov sheasu ken basim et shuva. Shedu et shuva. So veyesh machmirim niten neolam b'shiur kezayit. And some are always careful. The shi'ur of halah that they take out is the shi'ur of kezayit. Isha ose bet isot. Let's say she makes two doughs. Two separate doughs. Verosa leskot et haverta beflashat beberacha. So she wants to let a friend make the beracha as well. They have a neighbor. She's there, or a sister, sister-in-law, whatever it is. She wants to give her a zechut. Tezayir laknot lahaverta isa achat kodim sheyafrishu halah min ha'isot. Which means, let the lady give her the kinyan, let her give her the dough. So now the dough belongs to her friend. And therefore you don't have any problem of beracha lebatala. She let her say, this dough over here belongs to you. It's her dough. She can do whatever she wants, then she can take the halal with the beracha. וגם בכל פעם שנותנת לחברתה להפריש ורוצה שתזכה גם במזרם של חלה ולא רק בזכות לברך תקנה לה עיסה בקניין המועיל רגילה קניין להכניסת ואם נותנת לביתה הסמוכה לגיל גדות להפריש גם כזכה לקנות לה עיסה באופן המועיל also the daughter who reaches the age you want to give her the זכות to make the ברכה you should always be מקנה לחלתה in a right קניין pick up the חלה here's the חלה pick up the bowl the חלה is yours. That's it, that she can make the beracha. Katav Ashla HaKadosh Shehasidim Nehagu Lekhol Cholim B'Tahara B'Asim B'Teshuvah. Hasidim, this week during Asim B'Teshuvah, they would eat all their cholim, all their regular foods B'Tahara. What does it mean B'Tahara? Rav Shekulanu Temei Metim. Everybody's Tamei, regardless. We were Tamei Met. Hayim Zarim Lekhol Rak Mimash Shelo Hukshar. They would only eat from foods that did not get wet, which did not receive tumah. Only from flour that was kneaded with fruit juice. So the fruit juice doesn't make tumah. It's not one of the seven beverages. Therefore, it doesn't bring tumah. The chen shad devarim shlo uksharu ubishtiyat ma'im yeshuach veyeshtem in a be'er. They only drank from well water. That the water, there's no tumah all the way down in the well. The chen shamanu shoyin abenu abenish chai. Again, you see. Of course, this is a hard minhag, obviously, to practice, but I'm just showing you to the extent how far the tzaddikim went during this week, that they acted more and beyond the normal way that they acted. Yesh medak tekim, la'aniyat tefillin shel shemushar abba, the mincha be'asim et teshuvah. Some way special tefillin during the mincha. Ve'af mi she'b'sha'ad yomot ha'she'enu makpidim, all year long, they don't wear tefillin mincha, during asirim shumah, they do that. But not on Erev Shabbat. That also brings the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayera. ראוי שבימים אלו יעתידו אב ואם בעד זרעם וזרע זרעם. During this time, parents should pray for their children and their grandchildren שיהיו יראחת תלמידי חכמים ומלא הוראות בישראל. That's a proper time, that's a כפחים פלאצ'י brings a מועד כלכל חי. ואיתה בחזל שרב יוסף התענה 40 תענויות. רב יוסף fasted 40 תענויות עד שהראו מן השמיים הפסוק, then he saw in a dream the פסוק, לא ימושו מפיך, that the Torah is not going to leave you. ושוב לטענה עוד, and then he fasted another 40 תעניות, and they said, ומפי זרעך, until he fasted another 40 תעניות, they told him, ומפי זרע זרעך. So you see how much the tzaddikim used to fast for their children, until they ensured that the Torah would never leave their family. Asher misham ba'ilach amru, Torah mahazif al-achsanya shela. Once you have three generations, of course the Torah goes back to its, stays in that place. Katav Rabbeinu Ben Ish Chai, sheyesh lomar sidra tashlich bechol yom ma'aser et teshuvah. That's the Ben Ish Chai's opinion. That's not our custom. We say the tashlich once. We did it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But again, the Ben Ish Chai would say it every single day. Od katab shebiyom shemona o tisha'a b'tishri. That's this year, Thursday or Friday. Yichtov al niyar, you write on a piece of paper. Shimhaku avonotav. You write on paper. All my avirot should be erased. V'yelech etzal nahar, go to the river. V'yikra kechol ha'katub al niyar. Read all the sins that you wrote. And the niyar, this avon and that avon and this avon and that avon, the yeshlichu nahar, כפי שסדרו בספרו דרי בורו לשון חכמים נחדק בית סימן חייתי וצטהול תיקון הרדורת גם טוב שיומר מזמור כפדלת שבתהילים תעשה דוד מזמור תעשה באמת תראי עם התפילה שנתקנה אחריו בכל עשירים את התשובה שמיד לדוד ותר בורו של עולם עבד פנסה אבי די לפי שלו התפלל בימי אלו הפנסתו ומזרותיו של כל השנה.